Over these last months, as the Lord has led me on this journey of discernment that has me now about to enter the Carmelite order, He has been so gracious in giving many little confirmations, many little signs that this is indeed His will for me. And it happened again this week when I opened my Magnificat to look at the Gospel reading for this Sunday, my last Sunday here at SGM. Months ago, when I started speaking with my spiritual director about a consistent pattern in my prayer of an attraction to the consecrated life, and in particular, the contemplative life, he counseled me again and again to offer a short aspiration, a brief little prayer, frequently to the Lord. He said, say often to the Lord throughout the day, especially in those moments where you experience some anxiety or worry about what His will is for your life. Say to Him, Domine, ut videam. It's a Latin phrase, Domine, ut videam, that means, Master, I want to see. In other words, it's the very response that the blind man Bartimaeus gave to Jesus in today's gospel when our Lord asked him, what do you want me to do for you? And so as those words entered my heart as I prepared for this weekend's masses, I was filled anew with gratitude to God, for he has answered that prayer that I uttered so often these last months. He's given me the grace to see his will, and to embrace it with deep faith and expectant hope. And so as I leave SGM, it's my hope that my entrance into the Carmelite order will serve as a witness to two things for all of you. First of all, I hope that I can be a witness to the invitation to be docile and trust deeply in the will of God. You know, when it comes down to it, the only thing ultimately that matters in life is to seek His will. Because if we spend our life on earth seeking the will of God, asking day after day, Master, I want to see your will for me today in this moment, then over time we find that our lives become marked by this gradual growth in holiness and virtue. Growth that gives great glory to God and overflows with so many blessings for our neighbors. And ultimately, the will of God gives joy to us. It's certainly true, God's will is not always easy. Even in the gospel today, we have a hint of that. When Jesus called Bartimaeus and those in the crowd said, take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you. In fact, our Lord promised that following him would not be easy. He promised the cross, and he said, if you want to follow me, you have to deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. But even though God's will is not always easy, it's always for good. It's not unlike a good parent or a good teacher or coach or employer who asks things of us that we may not want to do, things that are challenging. But then when we do them, we come to find that we've grown because we've been stretched by the challenge. God, of course, is a perfect Father. And so God is like this. When we seek His will, even if it means sacrifice, in the end, we find that we've grown and that others have been blessed by our growth as well. The will of God, what is most important in our lives. And the second witness I hope that I can give to you at this moment in my life is a witness to the importance of prayer. In a way, this exchange between Jesus and Bartimaeus in the gospel is a kind of icon of prayer. For prayer ultimately is nothing other than friendship with God, entering into dialogue with him. As I began to suspect that the Lord was calling me to the contemplative life, I first objected to him in my prayer that the church needs priests on the front lines, if you will, serving in our parishes. But over time, he convinced me that while certainly this is important, the church even more in our day needs men and women committed to more generous lives of prayer and sacrifice. I think of that moment in the gospel when the disciples tried over and over to drive a demon out of a boy who was possessed, but they were unsuccessful until finally our Lord himself drove the demon out. And when the disciples asked why they couldn't do it, Jesus responded, "This kind can only come out through prayer." A testament to the power of prayer. That prayer makes a difference, changes things. Down through the centuries, when Our Lady has appeared on earth, whether that be at Guadalupe or Lourdes or Fatima or any of those other places where Mary has come to us, time and time again, the heart of her message is a call to prayer and penance. And then in our own time, when St. John Paul II laid out for the church what he said is to be our mission in the third millennium, for the next 1,000 years, he said the first and most important task of the church is to pray, to gaze contemplatively on the face of Jesus Christ. I don't have to tell you, it's well known, that there is much in our world, even in our church today, that is troubling and worrisome. And our instinct is to come up with some action, some plan that will solve the problems. And certainly, cleverness in taking up the call to the new evangelization is well and good. But unless we're people of deep prayer and generous in offering sacrifice and penance, our works will bear no fruit. Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." We have to remain on the vine if we're to bear fruit. Moved today by the simple prayer of Bartimaeus, "Domine ut videam," "Master, I want to see." Let's make his prayer our own. Let us frequently utter these words in our hearts, asking our Lord to help us see his will for us in each moment. His will is unique to each of us. He knows us through and through as the unique creatures, children of his, that he has made. And so his will is a call to each one of us as an individual to respond in the way that only we can, to take up our unique place in his plan for the world. If the will of God is the sole desire of our hearts, amazing things will happen. We will become saints. Our world will be transformed. God will be glorified. And very beautifully, not only will we advance surely along the path to eternal life, but we will also draw many, many other souls with us. Indeed, Domine, ut videam, Master, we want to see and we want to do your holy will in all things. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.